From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Protesters statewide and nationwide are demanding that local governments defund the police. The Wisconsin Policy Forum set out to explore just what states list law enforcement as the spending priority. In a recent report, it found that Wisconsin is one of 23 states in which police departments and law enforcement agencies are the foremost spending priority in municipal budgets. Papa Buddy is on the line with me today for more on the report. Wisconsin is actually below the national average on police spending. Tell us more about that.
Well, Stephanie, this report paints a really complicated picture of police spending here in Wisconsin. So it finds that municipalities here, on average, prioritize spending on police higher than any other category. But also, when factoring in county and state level spending, that proportion of budgets dedicated solely to police comes in slightly below the national average. So the report also notes that at the county level, at least, governments generally don't house police departments, but they do spend on sheriff's services. And that's the same at the state level, actually, where the state doesn't spend a whole lot on policing, but there is state patrol. Another thing worth noting from this report, Stephanie, is that when looking solely at state level funding, Wisconsin is dead last in terms of the percentage of a budget dedicated to police. So really, a lot of complicated factors going into funding trends here in Wisconsin.
And speaking of complicated factors, this report also touches on crime in the state. So how does that correlate to police spending?
Well, I think the first thing to note when talking about the crime figures that are presented in this report is that the report itself says that it doesn't seek to imply a causal relationship between crime and police spending. Rather, that data is included in the report simply to add a little bit of context to what we're seeing. The time period that this report looks at is between 1984 and 2008. And over that period, the report cited FBI data which showed that crime had dropped by nearly 55%. Now, that's an overwhelming drop. But it did say that that data was imperfect, largely because changes in laws, police reporting practices, and definitions. It points to, for instance, the definition of sexual assault. All those things have changed over the years, which makes the data less comparable over time. Also worth noting here, violent crime in the state has ticked up.
And I feel like this data, like many things, can be used for both sides of the defund the police argument. So what does this mean for people who are opposed to or for defunding the police?
Like you said, Stephanie, it can be kind of used by both sides, and broadly, as we said at the beginning, this data paints a very complicated picture when it comes to police funding levels here in the state. I think one thing that's really interesting is one of the conclusions this report draws, though, and that's given the COVID-19 pandemic and given that law enforcement is often the largest share of a municipal budget, many local governments are going to have little choice but to consider either cuts or freezes to police spending just because their financial situations have changed because of the pandemic.
Thanks, Pat, for filling us in on that new spending data. You can read the report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum at wispolitics.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit wispolitics.com.